it was becoming clear that the substantia nigra, the dopamine cells of the substantia nigra and the ventral tegmental area, were intimately involved in drug-seeking behavior. There's quite a lot of evidence for that. I mean, you could actually stimulate the axons coming out of the ventral tegmental area and produce the same kind of rewarding behavior. The nerve cells shown in red in this diagram are the dopamine neurons, with their cell bodies in the ventral tegmental area and projections to higher brain regions. The nucleus accumbens, the striatum, and the prefrontal cortex. The area of the nucleus accumbens is shown in blue. Activity of these neurons was known to be critical for drug-seeking behaviour, whether for opiates, cocaine, or nicotine. So we transferred our techniques from the locus coeruleus into the dopamine regions, the substantia nigra and the ventral tegmental area. As it turned out, there was an interesting twist there, because the dopamine cells themselves are not sensitive to opiates. The first thing we did was to distinguish two kinds of cell within this nucleus. There's a dopamine-containing cell, and these cells run up and project to the nucleus accumbens. These cells are known to be involved in reward and in drug-seeking behavior. But there was another kind of cell in the ventral tegmental area that had quite different properties. And these cells are GABA-containing interneurons. The GABA-containing interneurons inhibit the dopamine cells. When we studied opiates, we found that opiates had no effect on the dopamine cells, but the opiates opened the potassium channels and inhibited the GABA-containing interneurons. If you inhibit an inhibitory cell, then you excite the follower cell. And this is why opiates excite the dopamine cells. They get more activity goes to the nucleus accumbens, and this is the essence of the drug-seeking behavior. The first one we talked about were the heroin or morphine. That increases activity of the cell. It causes more cell firing, and it does so by this indirect action, by acting on an inhibitory neuron. The second is cocaine. The dopamine release is normal, but the uptake of the dopamine is blocked, so the dopamine action is greater. And then the third one to consider is nicotine. So we found that when we recorded from the dopamine-containing cells of the VTA, the dopamine cells themselves were sensitive to nicotine. And when you apply nicotine, it excites them. So because the dopamine cells are directly excited by nicotine, they put out more dopamine. So three fundamentally different cellular mechanisms, they all produce essentially the same effect. They all produce more dopamine action in the target area of the nucleus accumbens.